Well, we made two mistakes. The first one was the so-called Saudi peace plan. Remember, right after Afghanistan, the Saudis said, you really can't invade Iraq until you've solved the Arab-Israeli question, a question that everybody in the world had failed to solve for 50 years. So why anyone would believe that we could then have solved it is beyond me. But anyway, we went for it, and we wasted several months trying to come up with a solution, and President Bush figured out that it was a dead end. And he said, okay, I'm not going to do this anymore. We're going to get on with this. And then we went for this UN strategy where we tried to assemble the same kind of coalition that his father had had in the Gulf War and take it through the United Nations and get sanctioned from the United Nations. And I will say in their defense that I do not know a person, including me, who dreamed that the French would behave the way they have behaved.
I would agree with you. I thought they would have at least walked in tandem with us. And, of course, the French president says that he'll join if biologicals or chemicals are used. But to date, at least, we really don't think that's been done yet.
No, but he hit us with a sucker punch. I mean, he voted for 1441.
That's right.
Which said explicitly, this is your last chance, Saddam. Either you turn over everything or there are going to be consequences.
Then they all back down.
Right. Well, then they know. Chirac then hit us and said, I didn't mean it. Well, we want inspectors, and more inspectors, and we want this to go on indefinitely, and war is never a solution.
How could he not mean it if they all signed off on it?
Yeah, well, he lied.
It's one of those deals. You sign a contract and you say, well, that's not my signature.
Yeah. So that's what happened, and that piled up to a delay of over a year. And the hell of it is that what we're going to discover, I'm sure, in Iraq, and what we will discover in the fullness of time in Syria and in Iran, is that the people of those countries hate those regimes. They desperately want to be free. They desperately want us to come and help them become free. And all of this anguish that we've been going through in this self-analysis of, you know, do we have the status? Are we the world's policemen? And so forth. It's what we should do is just fulfill America's destiny. Our destiny is to spread the democratic revolution throughout the world. And we should have learned by now that these tyrants are threatened by us simply by the fact that we exist, and they're going to have to come after us sooner or later. So we might just as well support their people in their desire to be free.
Well, and it's unfortunate that we appear to be, other than with the British and a few other smaller countries, in terms of troop support, we seem to be going at it all by ourselves. You know, the Russians should be there, as you say, the French should be there with us, and we should be cleaning up the tyrants of this planet, making this a safer place for everybody.